We have 9 members of the group today, and you'll get a chance to meet them shortly. We're going to let them start off with a song. Here is Vocal Confluence.
1, 2. Well, I woke up this morning feeling fine. I woke up with heaven on my mind. I woke up with joy in my soul, 'cause I knew my Lord had control.
He had control.
Well, I knew I was walking in the light, 'cause I'd been on my knees in the night and prayed till the Lord gave a sign. And now I'm feeling mighty fine.
Well, I'm feeling mighty fine.
Feeling mighty fine. Yes, I'm feeling fine.
I've got heaven on my mind.
No, I wanna go. Yes, I wanna go. Milk and honey flow.
Milk and honey flow.
Light that shines inside this heart of mine. Heaven, heaven on my mind. And now I'm feeling mighty fine.
I'm feeling mighty fine.
Yes, I'm feeling fine. Heaven on my mind.
Oh,
I wanna go. Yes, I wanna go where the
milk and honey flow.
Milk and honey flow. Light that always shines. Light that always shines.
This
heart of mine. Heaven, I got heaven on my mind. And now I'm feeling mighty fine.
Oh, I'm feeling.
Yes, I'm feeling mighty fine. I'm feeling mighty.
Vocal Confluence, that seems like something that was so easy to get taken care of, but a lot of rehearsal time and preparation takes place. And Brandon is here. It's Brandon Rauch. Do I have that correct? Was
Rauch.
I close? Rauch.
Yes, sir.
I was almost there. The true German CH there.
Absolutely.
At the end. Tell me a little bit about the group. Brandon's the director.
Sure. So Vocal Confluence, originally the Steel City Harmonizers, formed about 20 and a half years ago at this point. So we just went through a rebranding about a year and a half ago to Vocal Confluence, at which point we started adopting repertoire with a wider breadth. Our origins are in the barbershop style, as our last song, Feeling Fine, was. But now we've taken on more than just barbershop. We sing classical music such as Morton Lordson's Omanio Mysterium. We've got jazz such as a Blender's arrangement of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, as well as just a wide breadth of other classical and contemporary pieces.
Yeah, there are a lot of men's choruses and women's choruses too, but I think of choruses that are... nationally that are doing genres of various types as you are. So it's great to have somebody in Pittsburgh doing that.
Absolutely. And that's one thing that we pride ourselves on, is being a group that is focused not only on excellence in our own style of barbershop, but making sure that we are always striving to be better musicians across the gamut of different genres of singing.
Now, one of the things that always amazes me about every barbershop chorus I've ever seen, pretty much, is just the range of ages and people and walks of life. And why don't we just meet everybody before we do the next song? I'll ask you to just if you want to say what you do for a living, feel free. But if you could just tell us a little bit about yourself, we'll go right ahead. Anything else you'd like to point out?
I guess just for the summary of what you just asked for, my name is Brandon Rauch. I'm born and raised in Bethel Park, now live in Dormont. 26 years old, graduated from Washington and Jefferson College with degrees in German and music, and nowadays I'm an accountant.
Ah, excellent. Thank you.
My name is Joe Novelli. I'm probably the oldest member here today. I'm at retirement age, but I'm still working. I work for Phillips as a customer service rep, and I live in Wilkins Township.
What street in Wilkins?
Ridgecrest Drive.
If you mind my asking, I'm sorry. If you're from Churchill or Wilkins, because I grew up there. I will almost always ask you what street, and I probably really should save that for off the air, but Ridgecrest is big enough that Stephendale was my street.
Oh, okay,
so,
yeah.
Let's meet who's next to you.
My name's Josh Gongaware. I'm 27 years old. I originally from North Huntingdon, Pennsylvania, but I now live in Dormont. Professionally, I work in market research for PNC.
Excellent. I think it's great to hear the range of jobs for, and that's up to you if you want to disclose that. We want to ask everybody their streets.
Hi, my name is Brian Wasser. I live in Highland Park. I've been singing with this group now for about 12 years, and for my day job, I'm an accountant with one of the big commercial real estate firms downtown.
I'm Ryan Aceta. I moved to Pittsburgh just about 3 years ago, and I've been singing with this group ever since. I live out in Robinson. My wife, Katie, is also a barbershopper. In fact, I was listening to her on the air here about a year ago when her chorus was in here.
Did you have a chorus back? Where did you move from?
From the Midwest. I was living out in Illinois before I came out here. And so I sang with the Second City Chorus in Rockford, Illinois before I moved out here.
Okay, so it's got to be nice to find a chorus when you move to a new location.
Oh, it's great. It's like jumping in and getting, you know, 25 brand new friends right away. It's perfect.
Great. Nice to meet you.
Hi, I'm Kevin Vandermeer. I live in Irwin, Pennsylvania. And I've been singing with the group about 3 years as well. And I work at UPMC as a software engineer.
Hi, I'm Doug Deckert. I've been with the group for 3 years as well, also from Illinois, a transplant to Observatory Hill here for over a dozen years now. And I enjoy participating with the Observatory Hill Incorporated board up there, you know, putting on the events that keep our community thriving and alive.
Lots of great things happening. It's all one north side.
Yes.
I'm Brad Babiak. I will be 26 next month. I'm originally from southwestern New York, Olean area. Moved here about, this is going on my third year. Yeah. That's all I got.
Nice. That's great. Nice to meet you and welcome.
I'm Rich Stevens. I've been singing barbershop for 20 years with this group for nine. I'm 53. I'm a mechanical engineer with Bechtel.
It's nice to meet all of you. Let's. I'm sorry to use you as a delivery service, but we'll get the mic back to Brandon for a moment. And there'll be more chances if anybody meant to say something they wanted to say and didn't get a chance to. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. Our pleasure today to have Vocal Confluence. After their next song, we'll tell you about a chance you'll have to hear them in a beautiful setting in a concert that's coming up at the end of the month. Brandon, what would you like to sing next?
Our next song will be Blue Velvet, arranged by one of Pittsburgh's own.
Bobby Vinton.
Like a flaming bride.
night when she left. Gone was the
hard to believe 9 people together make a sound that big. Hello to Anne, who's listening today, who just wrote how much she's enjoying the beautiful harmonies in her words, such beautiful harmonies. Anne, thanks for checking in. My memory is there's 4 sections, am I right?
Yes, sir. There are 4 sections. You've got the lead part, who sings the melody line. Got the bass part, which sings kind of the foundation of the chord, keeping everything.
So we have one. How many do we have in the leads today?
Today we've got 2 leads.
2 leads.
In the bass section, we've got 2.5.
Who's the half? Okay.
Our buddy Doug just is in transition from bass to baritone.
Oh,
so
Doug,
he sings bass on a couple of the songs that we have
I remember today. My middle school, high school years, too. Just not.
Then you've got tenor, who sings the high harmonies. So there's 2 of us singing tenor today. And then you've got baritone, which sings all the weird notes that kind of fill out the chords, and there's 2.5 of those as well.
And my memory is when you listen, with the exception of the lead, I'm not going to ask you to do this, but if any group were to just sing their part and their part alone, it would sound pretty weird, right?
Generally speaking, yeah. Especially the baritone part. If we had the baritone sing something all by themselves, you would not want to listen to that for very long.
Yeah, and it's true with a lot of music that takes different instruments to comprise it.
But sure thing.
It's amazing what can happen when you all come together. Now, you've got a concert coming up on March 31st.
Indeed, we do.
And it's going to be at Heinz Chapel in Oakland. And can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure thing. I'm actually going to pass the baton here to Josh Gongaware, our president.
Yeah, so we are performing, like you said, at Heinz Chapel, March 31st at 3 p.m. It is part of their concert series. They have concerts every Sunday, or most Sundays at least, during the school year at 3 o'clock, where they have various groups of different genres. And we were fortunate enough to be chosen to participate this year. We're super excited. We've had this on our calendar for 6 or 9 months or something like that. So it's been something we've been looking forward to for quite a while. It's a free show, no ticket required. You just show up and walk in. So everyone's more than welcome. We hope a lot of you out there will join us.
You can find Vocal Confluence online at simply vocalconfluence.org. We've linked to that site too. We've also put a picture of the guys up on Facebook and have linked to their Facebook page. The sound inside of Heinz Chapel is going to be majestic. How many of you are there altogether typically? Or because I'm sure some guys, not everybody can make it every time.
Absolutely.
When you have a group this big.
Yeah, it's the difficulty with the all-volunteer group. It's not our job, so not everyone's able to make every show. But we do have about between 20 and 25 guys active right now, and the vast majority will be there for Heinz Chapel. So, yep.
Excellent. Let's find out. Oh, first, let me mention you're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade Saturday mornings on community radio. Thank you for doing that. And what's next on the song agenda? Unless, did you want to add anything about the concert?
No, I would say that the theme of the concert is music of the soul. So we have the chorus alone has 15 selections, which we believe speak to kind of the human nature and different emotions that we all experience during our lives, from the great loves and losses to a profound religious devotion and everything in between. So we're hoping that to be just a truly moving experience for all of us. And so far, I would say that each and every one of us has had that very profound moment within ourselves of discovery.
How do you all choose the songs you want to sing?
Oftentimes, it's something that I heard that I like, but generally speaking, I open it up to my music team. There's six people on the music team right now, and we have a discussion kind of about the song, about the complexity of any given arrangement, and ultimately what the message of that song is. That's been a focus of ours as of late, is making sure that the message is something that we can connect to, because we believe that as performers, if we can't connect with the message, then it's not our story to tell. Because we believe that emotional connection to the music is kind of the most important thing for any given audience.
And I never wondered about this until hearing you this morning. Does anybody among you, that is, write original songs for your chorus, or has anybody thought of doing that?
So we do have an in-house arranger who has done a little bit of work so far, Mr. Brad Babiak over there singing baritone. He rearranged the end of one of our songs for the holiday show, but for 2020, he is working on something original for us, or an original arrangement of a song for a show that we are hoping will be of a Pittsburgh theme.
Excellent. What about songs from scratch? I mean, brand new
I have songs. A little bit of composition experience, but nothing for the barbershop style, Brad.
Brad has
no composition experience, but he is a great arranger.
Yeah, I would imagine it's a challenge for this style.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, what's next?
Speaking of original compositions, the next song is one that was arranged by a great mathematician out in St. Charles, Missouri, named David Wright. It is an original song of his called Midnight Serenade.
Came alive. I can see us on the street. Everybody feels the beat. Everybody's singing a lamp by the old street lamp. When the melody broke out, everything was right. Yes. Oh, there was music in the night. I love the music we made, the corner gang of mine. It rocks me still, it always will. The rhythm feels so fine.
Jive
all through the hours of night, the midnight serenade played on and on till the break of dawn, grooving the night away.
Well,
now when the gang was hanging around, the music filled the night.
Since when
the gang was cranking the sound, everything was right.
Everything's right.
Oh, there was music in the night.
You know what?
I love the music we made, the corner gang of mine. It rocks me still, it always will. The rhythm feels so fine.
Chime through.
All through the hours of night, the midnight serenade played on and on till the break of dawn. Grooving the night away.
Well,
now when the gang was hanging around, the music filled the night.
When
the gang was cranking the sound, everything was right.
Well,
now when the gang was hanging around, the music filled the night. I'm saying when the gang was cranking the sound, everything was right.
The
music filled the night.
Vocal Confluence. That song really fits the group. I was watching all of you as you were singing, and I did that because as I was listening, I said, I have to see this too. You were mentioning before about choosing songs that you can relate to. as a group. And that song, everybody just seemed happy and having some image of that happiness that's described in that song. What a great tune.
Absolutely. It's one that we had several conversations about, just trying to find that experience to connect with, about having that group of people that we always seem to be able to go back to and share those past experiences with and look forward to the next ones.
Yeah, and it's fun. What's the word? I never thought about it. Is there a musical term for vocalizing when you're not using words? I mean, there's scat, I suppose. I'm talking about the bum ba 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 bum shooby shooby wop wop.
Yeah, so we've got an almost instrumental part in the bass line about that.
Yeah, that's probably a better way. It's fun to listen to that as you go through. It's almost like vocalese or scatting. It sounds great. What would you like to do next? Sing more?
Do okay?
Oh, yeah. We're fine on time, okay. if you're wondering. Yeah. What song would you like to do next?
Wonderful.
I hear Wonderful.
Yeah, the next song will be Wonderful World.
Ah, sounds good. And we probably have time just as we're organizing. I think we probably have time for three more songs, as long as you guys are up for it. They're counting. Sounds good. Okay.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world, wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry, and watch them grow. They'll learn much more than I'll ever know. Myself, what a wonderful world, wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful
So beautiful. Mike and Mars just texted a moment ago to indicate how much he's enjoying listening to you today. He said, I could sit and listen for hours and hours. And have you thought about recording an album for folks?
I will say it's not.
Oh, hang on a minute. I'm sorry. That was my error.
And now we're back.
Yes, you're back.
I will say it's not something that we have discussed for the immediate future, but we've been making a lot of changes to the ensemble as of late, really making it an educational experience for everyone and really starting to build the vocal craft and musicianship of the entire ensemble and that it's something that may be on the horizon two or three years down the road.
It is, I think, really important to hear it live, though, too. It's never going to replace the experience as an audience member or as a performer, I think, because I'm sure as you're performing, you get a sense from the audience of what they're bringing back. What about outreach to people who maybe have never considered singing in this style or to schools that might have youth that would like to get involved in choruses like this?
So I will say we are always on the mission for outreach. We are always welcoming new members. Just this year alone, so far we have five. That's calendar year 2019, and we have, I believe, four more slated to audition in the next couple of weeks.
That's
so nine members in 3 months is a huge swing, and it's incredible. We pride ourselves on being a diverse group of all faiths and backgrounds. I guess we'll start this conversation. The Barbershop Harmony Society opened up membership just this last year to women. With their Everyone in Harmony movement, and that's something that, as a chapter, we've been considering to see if maybe there's space for a second ensemble, or if not, what we can do to help promote that in Pittsburgh.
So was Sweet Adeline's always a separate organization? I didn't know that.
Yes, there are actually two female organizations. There's Sweet Adeline's International and then Harmony Incorporated. Harmony Incorporated is almost an exact parallel to the Barbershop Harmony Society, and Sweet Adeline's has a couple more rules and regulations as to how they operate. So it's a little bit more traditional barbershop, whereas Harmony Incorporated has expanded some of those borders.
And where does Spebs Qua fit in?
So the Society for the Preservation and Encouragement of Barbershop Quartet Singing in America.
I wanted to do that, but you did it well.
Legal entity name for the Barbershop Harmony Society. That's how it was founded. And just in the early 2000s, the BHS or Barbershop Harmony Society underwent a rebranding itself, trying to kind of figure out what we wanted to be whenever we got older.
Well, yeah. And, you know, Spebs Qua is not exactly a name that connotes exactly what's going on. It sounds like something you would yell after winning a prize.
Exactly. Like, so for some reason, they thought that BHS was a little bit more palatable than SPEBSQSA. So it's probably a little easier to remember. And ultimately, they felt that just kind of fit the image that we were going for.
It's interesting how things work. Well, Spebs Qua, I don't want to put you on the spot, but it probably goes back to the turn of the last century, right, to the 1910s?
Yeah, 1938 is when the SPBESQSA was originally founded on a rooftop in Oklahoma. Tulsa. Okay, so there were a bunch of guys that were invited up there to sing, and that was kind of the origins of, O.C. Cash, one of the founders of the society, was one of the guys who went out and said, hey, listen, here's what we're looking to do. We're looking for a group of guys who sings, that wants to sing. At that time, it was almost exclusively by ear. There wasn't written sheet music that they were using. They were doing something called woodshedding. So you'd have a lead, so someone who knew a melody line that fit what they were looking for stylistically, and then three other guys would join in and sing their, like, make up their part on the spot, which is an incredibly challenging thing to do.
Yeah, I'll bet. It's probably a lot of fun. I was thinking, did they begin by doing, like, the Drifters up on the roof, even though it was probably 30 years before it was recorded?
A lot of the earlier songs that they were singing were songs from the late 1800s, early 1900s. We got a lot of the Tin Pan Alley stuff in there.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Because that just lends itself very nicely to the barbershop style, easily circles around the circle of fifths for all of you musicians out there. And the barbershop style being based around the dominant seven chord, that really the Tin Pan Alley stuff kind of lends itself to that.
Yeah, and the era had to, too, because as people were looking for ways to have a good time, to entertain themselves, and to engage at a pretty rough time in the country. And it still is a great way to do that, too, regardless of the times.
Absolutely.
So the two more songs we'll have you do. What do you want to sing next?
Yeah, I think our next song will be one that has grown very near and dear to our hearts over the last couple of months, ever since an incident that happened in our hometown in October. which reminded us that there, we've got a lot of work left to do. The next song is Let There Be Peace on Earth.
Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me. Let there be peace on earth, the peace that was meant to be.
So beautiful. That's one of the first songs that I learned as a child, and there are not that many recordings of that song. I don't know whether you've found that to be the case as well. At least as I've looked, I mean, for as well known a song as it is, and important a song as it is, it hasn't been recorded that many times.
Absolutely.
And it sounds beautiful the way you're doing it. Before you do your last song, is there anything that anybody wants to say that they didn't get a chance to say or just would like to say?
Hi, this is Doug. I just wanted to add in, because we just sang Let There Be Peace, that like the experience of singing this is so amazing. Like, I'm singing the song and I can just look around at the guys around me and I feel that brotherhood and closeness to these guys. And frequently our songs are about something like that, or many, many love songs that we sing. And it's just sort of a constant and an inspiration to have those things be really active in my life. So that's just something that really stands out for me and that I really enjoy about this style of music.
I'm glad you mentioned that. In particular, in this particularly in this day and age when so many interactions are through clicks and double clicks and thumbed messages and such, to be in the same space as somebody and feeling those same things or sharing feelings like that really matters.
Hi, this is Ryan again. To that point, we just came back last weekend from a chorus retreat. We went down to Ogilby, down near Wheeling, and spent a couple days together. We brought in a coach. We stayed over, had meals, and did some brotherhood
time together as well, to kind of help reinforce that bond that we all have through song. Some of the other things that we're doing with the ensemble, as Brandon mentioned, you know, with the Everyone in Harmony initiative through the Barbershop Harmony Society, if you come to hear the concert at Heinz Chapel, there will also be a mixed ensemble that some of the guys in here are singing. So we're going to be doing a couple songs with that. There are will be several quartets, or at least a couple quartets, made up of members from the chapter. So keeping to the true roots of the Barbershop Harmony Society, singing just one person on a part. And also wanted to mention out there that, you know, we're always looking for new singers. We rehearse on Monday nights at 7 o'clock at Rodef Shalom Synagogue on 5th Avenue. So it's nice, centrally located, easy to get to for everybody. Plenty of parking, surprisingly. and we've got a fantastic new rehearsal space in there. We rehearse in Levy Hall. So, yeah, we're always welcoming new members at any time. Doesn't matter when you show up. As long as you have an interest in singing and want to do it well, yeah. You're more
That's
than
good. Is there an audition process at all? Or?
There is. There is a short audition song that we'll have a potential member learn, and then they'll sing it in a quartet just for, you know, the director, for a couple people. So it's nothing too stressful. It's something that, you know, fairly easy song.
Well, and I'm sure it's mostly to figure out where you fit in.
Yeah, for the most part, that's really what it's for.
Excellent. Well, thank you. Anybody else? To all of you. For being here today. And remember to look for Vocal Confluence March 31st, free concert, Heinz Chapel in Oakland. If you're enjoying this music now, there's a chance to hear them again. And if you follow them on Facebook or check their website. Keep getting ahead of myself today. Check out their website. You can keep apprised of their performances. What do you want to close with?
I just want to say thank you very much for having us here today. It has been a pleasure to get to share our music once more with you.
Thank
and
you.
With the
Thanks
audience.
To all of you.
Yeah, so we've got one last song here for you, which is one that is traditionally heard at the new year, Auld Lang Syne. But for us, we've kind of looked deeper into the message of this, and it's not just one meant for the new year. It's one meant to celebrate the times that we've had together while looking forward to the ones that are ahead.
It's been so grand with you, my friend, but soon now our time will end. But we'll have the memories of times we knew, the memories of friends like our glasses high.
Bravo, Vocal Confluence. Thank you all for being with us today. That was chilling to listen to, in a good way.